RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
Welcome to Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's weekly sports wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define sport across South Australia. It's time for Hooked on Sport with two-time Bradman medalist Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch. In Hookie's Power Rankings, Ben reviews every state National League team based in South Australia. Perform well, and you're a chance to make the top 10.
Here is the top 10. It's a top 10 after the feedback that I received last weekend. In 10th position, Seacliff Hockey Club, the men that defeated Port Adelaide 5-2. Can I just make the point? South Australian hockey competition is 3 weeks into the 8-week final series. That's not bad. You know, we were talking about whether we could maybe go to a final 10 in the AFL. Well, they've got 8 teams in the competition. All 8 made the finals, and it goes for 8 weeks. My goodness. I'll get old by the time that's over.
I actually had to ask my brother recently. He plays for the Metro Ones for Adelaide. And I said to him, I was like, I want to go watch you play the finals, but you just have to explain how the hell the finals are still going at the moment. So he sat me down and explained the whole. It's quite complicated. It's a long paragraph, and I'm not going to read it out. I'm still confused. Yeah.
To be honest, I'm actually supportive of it. I think it is great the way that they are trying to involve. Traditionally, South Australian hockey has had 4 haves and 4 have-nots, and they're trying to engage the 4 have-nots a bit more, and I don't really have a problem with that. Maybe this isn't ideal, but I do understand what they are trying to do. Anyway, they are at 10, Seacliff Hockey Club. In 9th position, I've got the Adelaide Hockey Club women. They defeated Grange Royal 7-0, as we've already referred to in the 3rd week of the 8-week final series. In position number 8, I've got the West Adelaide Basketball Club, the men. They have won the NBL 1 Central title. They defeated Central District, stunned everyone to win that title. Central District, I think, were very, very hot favourites to win their title for the first time. They've come from 5th West Adelaide to win it. It's the second time they've done it under their coach, Dean Nyberg, who was someone who I wonder whether might be starting to be thought about as a potential NBL coach, because he's had an incredible record with the Bearcats. In 7th position, I've got Metro Stars in the NPL competition for soccer. They had a draw with Para Hills last weekend. They were 4-2 up in extra time, and they managed to concede 2 goals. So they dropped down the order a little bit. In 6th position is West Adelaide. They had a week off. This is NPL women's competition. They had a week off as the top team, final 5. So they'll play Adelaide Comets this weekend, and I'd expect them to win that pretty comfortably. Then I have gotten 5th position Old Collegians, who had the bye, but that's the rugby union guys who are just dominating that competition. Brighton Lacrosse Club, the women, they also had a week off. They're in 4th and they stay there. Woodville Basketball Club from 11th. To 3rd. Nice that we had them in 11th, isn't it, team? Because it allowed me to move them up to 3rd from outside of the batting order altogether. So congratulations to the Warriors. That's their first ever title. It was only their second grand final. They played a grand final in 1997 and lost it. And this year they've beaten Sturt, who were hot favourites going into that game. So congratulations to the Warriors. In 2nd position is Sturt. They're 17 straight with a win over West Adelaide last weekend. They're aiming for 30 straight minor round victories. It's a remarkable story. This will be a dynasty we'll be talking about for a long time. And then at number 1 with their 8th straight victory, the Adelaide Crows, top of the table, heading towards the minor premiership with a win over North Melbourne. They have been incredible. They are top once again in Hookie's Power Rankings, Wallace and Soph. Any complaints, you guys? There'll be a long list, I imagine.
No, I'm pretty happy with those ones. I think, right, I'm a bit shocked with Crow still going there. You were a bit pessimistic last week about whether or not they'd beat Collingwood, and I was actually the one completely positive. And look at them go. What a great game.
They were hardly dominant. I mean, they conceded 71 inside 50s and still fell in. I don't know that that's the game that they'll say, oh, yeah, this just proved that we were careering away towards a win. And look, we've got to accept that Adelaide's probably going to have to do it from here without Isaac Rankin. Collingwood have got a few to come in, most notably Bobby Hill, who's a Norm Smith medalist, a genius in a grand final. So I don't know. I don't know that I feel any better about Adelaide after that victory than I did beforehand. And I'm starting to think Geelong, who beat your mob, Wallace, are probably the ones to beat right now.
Yes, indeed. They certainly did beat the Swans. No surprises there. Great show, Soph and Ben. Hookie picks up his second yellow card in Fair or Fast. Who knows what will happen next week? What are you guys looking forward to over the next week?
Guys, I reckon what we're going to have to talk about at some point is the challenges around concussion and concussion management. It's a really hotbed issue in South Australian sport at the moment. There was an article in the paper on Tuesday relating to the Mitcham Hawks, who wore helmets that are designed to protect footballers from the effects of concussion. There are some people who think that these are really effective. There are other parts of South Australian medical expertise who think that they do nothing whatsoever. So I reckon that's something that, not that we're experts in it, I'm not going to offer an opinion on it. Sophie, I don't expect you necessarily will be able to either. Wallace, you're a lot more in this space and you might be across it a little bit more, but I just reckon that's a bubbling issue at the moment. How do you manage concussion? I don't know. And I don't know that anyone really does know either, but it is a big market at the moment. And I think that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, very interesting, Hookie. Definitely not my area of expertise, but I'm very interested in getting better acquainted with concussions and how we can help fix it.
We have got a special episode in the can as well, team. We're going to catch up with Reagan Denton in the next couple of days, a teammate of yours, Soph, someone who I'm pretty sure that has reached the dizzying heights of representing Australia in the couple of months on the basis of the fact that you have held her hand every step of the way. So we do want to congratulate Reagan Denton on what she has done. We're going to have a conversation with her and her coach, Adrian Wickstein, very shortly. But let's just cut to the chase. So congratulations on everything you've achieved for Reagan. It's remarkable, mate.
Oh, thank you, Hookie. And I'm sure in this upcoming interview, she's just going to tell everyone that it was all me. It was all my captaincy. I'm sure that's about to happen. But no, all jokes aside, I'm so proud of Reagan. It's been incredible to watch. I've known her since, I reckon, she was only about 11 or 12. So I'm looking forward to interviewing her, Hookie.
I've got no doubt that you are. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of leading questions on who are the people that have really seen you on the way through to stardom. Who's been the ones that, in particular, don't think about the high, the big name people, just the rank and file people who've held your hand on the way through?
You've just got to ask the right questions, Hookie, to get the answer that you want. That's all I need to do.
That stumps on another episode of Hooked on Sport. We appreciate you listening and trust you enjoyed the show. Help us reach more sports-minded people just like you by following us and leaving a review. We look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd encourage you to take a listen to Beyond the Club. It's a project I've been working on with Flinders University. Now, I co-host it with Professor Sam Elliott, and we break down all the latest research on how to maximise the experience of junior and club athletes. There's a range of resources, special guests, and cutting-edge info on how you can make your club a safer, happier place for your kids and their club mates. Beyond the Club, wherever you get your podcasts.